I remember back in the day, I got a CD to load the newest Microsoft software onto my computer. I bet this CD had been a copy of a copy of a copy, and I had the written, you know, Sharpie black marker on the front with the key on it that you had to use. I'm pretty sure it probably been used in 25, 30 different computers. But the point is, everyone was using the same operating system, and someone was making billions off it. And that's kind of where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. It's another day in the neighborhood. Hope you're doing well. Reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And you're like, Garth, why should I reach out to you? Well, I'd like to hear from you. How are we doing? What are the topics you like? What are the things you agree with, disagree with? Just lighten up my day. Shout me out a hello, a hi, or a hey. Especially from your if you're from my stomping ground, Madison. Anyway, hey, we're brought to you by Well Built Body. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. So, I kid you not, back in the day, this was a long time ago, probably 2001 or 2, I needed some software for my computer. And, you know, back then it was expensive. You had to go to, like, Best Buy or Office Max, and you had to buy the CD-ROM, put it in your computer, and download it. It was Microsoft Windows 99 or 2004. And a friend of mine, he said, well, look, my wife has a copy that you can use. So he got it for me, and it was a copy of a CD probably that had been copied 10 times. On the front of it, there was in black Sharpie marker another, you know, key that was written in that you had to then put into the computer when you downloaded it. And he was like, yeah, my wife got it from a guy at her work who got it from his wife who got it from her job. I mean... And you might be saying, Garth, isn't that illegal? I don't know. I'm hoping enough time has gone by now where you can't prosecute me. But the point is this. Every computer needed an operating system. My question is, what's your operating system? So, yeah, back in the day, you had to load that CD, get that particular software. That was your operating system. But what operating system are you working with? It's a good question. By the way, I throw out lots of good questions in this podcast. Make sure you write them down, reflect on them. Anyway, you ask me, Garth, what do you mean, what is my operating system? Well, I basically mean this. Why do you ask? Why do you look? Why do you debate? You might still be a little fuzzy, so let me break it down. There are a lot of people out there that when they ask for your opinion, they're only trying to reinforce their already made up opinion. They only want to be reassured on their already supposedly factual insight or opinion. They don't want advice. They don't want wisdom or guidance. And they're not even fact-finding, really. They're only looking for others to support their predetermined mindset. This is definitely not a growth operative way to live your life. In fact, it negates any possibility of growth really whatsoever. So when a person asks, seeks or looks like they have excuses after you've given them their opinion or your opinion, they will easily dismiss the obvious. They have intelligent reasons why they won't listen to you or why you're not right. And so then why did you ask? Your operating system isn't allowed to upgrade? I don't get it. Look, I can ask right now if this is you, but the truth is 99% of the time we don't recognize it in ourselves. But there is one thing you can do to change whether you recognize if that's you or not, and that's simply this. Just go ahead and give advice a good long try. When someone gives you their opinion or their advice, if it sounds biblical or lines up to scripture, try it. Proverbs 12:15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man is he who listens to counsel and obeys. Proverbs 12:15 and 16. The way of fools seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice. Fools show their annoyance at once, but the prudent overlook an insult. These verses are basically saying there are people out there who have their own operating system, and even if they ask for advice or sound like they're interested or Google it, they're still only searching for what they want to hear. How quickly do you dismiss advice versus how quickly are you willing to try it out? I remember once listening to someone and they asked someone for some advice, and I sat there and watched my friend listen to this person give the most outrageous, outlandish, stupid advice, and my friend kept asking questions and listening and questioning and listening. And when we walked away, I said, "Do you really believe that? Are you going to do that?" He said, "No. I just want to hear what they had to say. And maybe some grain of truth might come out of it. But I was willing to at least listen. I wasn't going to just assume that I knew." And I had to respect him for that. So how quickly do you dismiss advice? Or how quickly are you willing to try it? How many questions do you ask when someone gives you their advice or their opinion? Or do you just not listen and not care? How many times have you changed your opinion regarding your belief system? But the bottom line is this. When asking God for direction, advice, insight, help, wisdom, whatever, God doesn't offer. He demands. If you choose not to change according to God's word or his still small voice, that's on you. But God does not offer an opinion. He offers the truth. You choose not to live according to his truth, then you have chosen to live under a lie. Did you hear what I just said? If you don't listen to his truth, you then don't choose to listen to anybody else's truth, because there is no other truth. It's only his truth. Anything else is not the truth. If you don't listen to his truth, then you don't then choose to listen to other good advice. You choose to live under a lie. You have chosen to live under your own operating system and not his. And much like many of you, when you remember operating under somebody else's operating system, it'll crash. Remember when I opened up with the saying, someone is making billions off of your operating system? Well, that's very true when it comes to computers, but it's the same in the spiritual world as well. If you live according to your own opinion or the world's opinion, you are simply profiting the world's agenda. And it's time to stop. It's time to upgrade your operating system, start seeking God's opinion, be open to what he has to say in his written word and to what he's saying to you in your heart, and obey. Remember, if you don't choose his opinion, you don't choose the truth. And if you don't choose his truth, there's no other option but a lie. Garth Ekman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.